Greetings, everyone. This is Mike Hunt, reporting live from the International Missandry Expo 2015, and I'm here to report a few convention highlights. Okay, first off, as expected, Uterus Limited unveiled the new and improved Mangina model, where they did address the demand for more simpering, more kowtowing, and more shameless pandering. This year's Mangina model has a redesigned shoulder to more effectively carry diaper bags and social shame. There is also a softer body. The Dad Bod is the nickname this year. And there are new auto-adjusting lips to make female butt kissing or kissing the ground she walks on hassle-free. Also, Princess Industries released the revamped White Knight model, which, as experts predicted, came with more coddling, more chivalry, more female immunity to any and every hardship, and repercussion or responsibility sparing is vastly improved over last year's model. They boast a newly installed female placation superchip, which boosts shovel reaction time. This year, they claim a White Knight reaction time, which undercuts last year by 13%. You heard right. The folks at Princess Industries boast a human male into female shield clock time of 0.5 milliseconds. And, of course, the White Knight model will still gratuitously abuse other males to boost their own self-esteem as tough and in charge, even though they are servants and doormats to females. Also, of honorable mention was the latest offering of the conservative model by Traditionalism Incorporated. They claim more chest thumping, more body hair, more flannel, more boxers, and sports. But most specialists here agree, this is simply a repackaged version of the same model they have always had. This year, they are dubbing the model Neo-Masculinity. But we've seen this tactic before, where it was hyped and branded as men's rights, religion, patriotism, family. The folks at Traditionalism Incorporated even tried to rebrand it as pickup artist and anti-feminism in attempts to re-energize the brand. However, it is all based on the same base model and platforms as the original, the same product they have always peddled, which is the expendable male model. Moving on, of further note, Goddess International now offers a similar service to OnStar, which they call MomStar. Anytime a male is acting up or not behaving, simply push the MomStar button and a MomStar representative immediately assesses your situation and gives you the proper shaming tactics to use on your male to get him back in line with his bit in his mouth. For example, he's not pampering you enough. Simply push the MomStar button and a MomStar representative may counsel you to call him gay. Or let's say he won't protect you or take your abuse. You might be advised to turn on the waterworks and cry. Perhaps he pissed you off, and a MomStar representative may advise you to make false allegations against him, etc. They tell me this service comes at a low monthly fee, and month-to-month contracts are available. Also, Gynocentrism LLC released their brand new Manhater assault rifle. This creation is a 50-round per second, 50-caliber monster that will literally mow down those pesky man-apes with unprecedented economy. It features state-of-the-art sights and sound suppression, plus a second-to-none damping system, so recoil is barely felt, and you won't break a sweat mowing down these walking phalluses. In addition, I personally spoke to Gertrude Volva of Gynocentrism LLC, and she personally informed me that for the first 2 million rifles sold, they will throw in a free White Knight model from Princess Industries to carry the gun and do the killing for you. Wow, no effort, no pain, no broken nails. You don't even have to get your entitled, pampered, manicured hands dirty. As you can imagine, they are overrun with sales on this combo. However, the show stealer this year was Vaginisty Industries' very hushed last-minute entry, the Man Chipper. This is essentially a trash compactor and chipper all in one. So when any disgusting man fails to protect and provide utility, you simply kick his useless butt into the large hopper and he is either compacted and sealed in an eco-friendly trash bag to be picked up on garbage day, or he could be ground up by the chopper option into fine microgranule compost that you may then use on your lawn, your garden, or to feed your 40 cats. The Manshipper is an amazing answer to the mail disposability problem that communities around the globe face on a daily basis. Mails are worthless and redundant. They are violent and cause problems. So this is a wonderful answer to the mail plague, which comes in pink, lavender, and fuchsia, and comes with a remote control. There is even a Manshipper app for your smartphone. They claim the disposal rate of a single mail from hopper to compost to be roughly 5 seconds. There may be a time variance depending on body size. The Manshipper also has an optional enlarged hopper that can hold up to 50 mails at a time as they are fed into the disposal unit. Oh, good times this year! Overall, it was an awesome Miss Andrea Expo to round out 2015. There was silly string and inflatable bouncy houses for the kids, plenty of estrogen-ripe food, and we enjoyed the music of Mankill and Testosterone Genocide over the course of this 2-day man-hating extravaganza, where this year's theme was Save a Cow, Eat a Dude. Well, that concludes my highlight, folks. I'm gonna get back to the convention. There is an estradiol funnel cake with my name on it. This is Mike Hunt, reporting live from the 2015 Miss Andrea Expo.